My grandfather, Tzal, many years ago, had an important medical situation that he was dealing with. My grandmother was obviously worried about him, and she was speaking it over to one of their workers, a handyman, who came over to help them with things. And the handyman happened to have been Chabad. So he said, come, let's go to the Rebbe to get a bracha. My grandmother wasn't of Hasidic descent. She didn't really have much to do with the Rebbe or any other Rebbe. And she said, you know what, okay, like I don't really do these things so much, but if you say, we'll go. So he took her to the Lubavitch Rebbe. They waited in line for who knows how long. The Rebbe had a long line of people coming to see him every day, asking him for brachas, telling him their requests, asking him for advice. And eventually, bit by bit, the line moved along, and she came in to see the Rebbe. The Rebbe heard her, and she told him what was going on, his medical situation, and she asked for a bracha for my grandfather. The Rebbe, of course, gave her a bracha, and then gave her a dollar. She walked away. As she was a few steps away, she heard something, and she turned around, and they were calling her back. The Rebbe wants you to speak to you again. She was startled. What could the Rebbe want? Well, what could I have said? So he turned to her, and the Rebbe said, you know, you seem like you're troubled. You seem like this is hard for you. And she said, yes, Rebbe, listen, this is my husband's not doing well. He has an illness. This is hard for me. So Rebbe looked at her. He was mechazek her. He gave her a bracha that she should be strong, she should be well, and she should be able to get through this. And then he gave her another dollar. This story blew my mind. The Rebbe had hundreds, if not thousands of people standing behind my grandmother. You can imagine the pressure, the intensity that you have to help each person and keep going. And an endless amount of tasks were on the Rebbe's head at all times. Every second was precious and every moment mattered. Yet the Rebbe didn't just see the problem. The Rebbe saw the person behind it. My grandmother came for her husband, and the Rebbe saw my grandmother. We can learn from this something unbelievable. That the Rebbe, his greatness was not that he saw thousands of people a day. It's that every single person who came felt seen. We're often so busy, so distracted, we want to get on to the next task, and we don't notice the person right next to us, right in front of us. We hear people's words, but we don't hear their hearts. We give them answers, but we don't see their problems. We can learn an unbelievable lesson from the Rebbe, that when we are dealing with people, which is constantly, be it friends, students, co-workers, children, spouses, parents, when we're having an interaction, we have to see the person. People do not want solutions. People want to be seen. People want to be heard. People want to be felt. When someone tells you an issue, more than the issue they're describing to you, they're telling you, hey, I need to be seen right now. So take a moment today and pause. And to the next person that I come into a genuine interaction with, before I pick up my phone, before I take the call, before I go on to the next task, I'm going to see the person. I'm not going to get distracted by the thousands of things going on around me or that I have to do that day. I'm going to look at the person, look behind the words, look behind the solutions, and see the person that's carrying it all. And with that, we'll lift other people up.